Someone once told me that hair is dead tissue, old cells that our body doesn't need anymore. This makes sense, I guess. Everything dies. But doesn't it seem strange that these dead bits keep holding on? And why is there so much of it on top of our heads? I'm sure I could have done some simple Googling to get to the bottom of this, but instead I've come up with my own highly unscientific theory. Maybe the hair on our heads are actually dead brain cells. Maybe each follicle, each strand, is a thought that's grown old, an idea that's past its prime. This also seems like an elegant explanation for why I have such giant curly hair. I've just had a lot of alinear thoughts, and I guess this show is one of them. This is Braidio, the show where I braid hair live on air. Late one night in a rickety greenhouse turned pirate radio station, on the edge of the Bay of Fundy, a terrible beauty was born. I started braiding hair on the radio. I called it Braidio. It was a calm show, people slowing down, getting touched, talking about whatever. I moved out of that greenhouse onto the airwaves of CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax. Every other week I would braid a musician, artist, architect, biologist, baby, somebody, anybody, anybody with hair. Listeners can't see the act of braiding, obviously, but they can hear it, and I feel like on a good day, they can feel it as well. Once I even did a Braidioke episode, where I braided hair while singing karaoke, but I've moved away from Halifax now. I'm far away from the ocean and far from CKDU, so I've moved here. To the internet, to your headphones, wherever you may be. I'm ready to crawl into your head, onto your hair, and let the conversation go anywhere. To start this new chapter, I thought I'd share a Braidio session I had with another woman making a move, a woman moving into a new chapter, Mrs. Angie Chapin.
Braidio.
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 I used to have this friend in Ottawa where I grew up, and her mom was awesome at braids, and she gave me a crown braid. I don't know if you've ever done this, but
I've done the crown.
Right. So it goes along your forehead, and I was obsessed with it. I think I'd never had anybody do anything to my hair, and I left it in until it came out. Like, we're talking 2 weeks. I was just obsessed.
Are we doing a redo? Maybe we...
Oh my God. Can we?
Yeah, that's what we're here for. Oh, would you describe that braid as a big city braid?
I would. That made me feel like a real big city champ. I was untouchable with that braid. And I remember we went to a drive-in movie the day she gave me the braid, and I was just checking myself out in the mirror the whole time. Didn't watch the movie. Interested in the braid.
We're going to give you that braid.
Okay. My name's Angelina, Angie, Ange, whatever, short forms are good too. I work at the Huffington Post, Canada, here in Toronto as the senior blog editor, but I'm soon switching over to a role in the New York office.
So that's why I have to catch you on this cusp once you move to New York.
We could never do Braidio in New York and have it be the same. Just, it would be awful.
Good. I feel like the timing is excellent because I've just moved here.
Right.
And you are just leaving.
Right. And we kind of are both doing the small to big things. So you're coming from Halifax. You're here in Toronto. It's bigger. It's all flashy, all that jazz. And I feel like now Toronto's become my Halifax. And now I'm going to Toronto 2.0 and everything's going to be on steroids and new again. And I wonder if some people just like cap out at a city. They're just like, this is my perfect size. And I feel like I haven't found that yet. Like maybe from New York, I'll just be like, too small now. This is the new Halifax. I'm going to Istanbul, baby. Like, I don't know.
Like this, the Goldilocks of city planning.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I once had a conversation with this art curator in Halifax who was saying that that city is the right size. He was like, there just is an objective right size, and this is the right size.
But what he forgot to say is, for him... right? That's such an individual thing, because while I loved Halifax and my time there and it fostered many aspects of my personality in so many ways, I tapped out. I just felt it wasn't doing it for me anymore.
You know how my mother-in-law describes the size of Halifax?
How?
Big enough for a symphony, too small for an affair.
Totally. And that, you know, if you like anonymity, you can't stay there forever. And some people don't, and that's fine. It is a very lovely feeling to walk outside of your house and know that within 5 minutes, there will be a friendly face. Some people want, you know, there's small towns built around that concept and they're attractive for that reason. But for others like me, little introverted, little private, I found it to be a little smothering by the end. So,
yeah,
that's, I mean, not to hate on Halifax this whole show. I loved it there, but I know about myself that I am a big city person. Not because I'm particularly good at enjoying the culture. I'm not like out every night at the latest art show, taking in film, doing all the festivals. I just like the buzz.
Mm.
You know, even if I stay home, I need to stay home in a city. If I stay home somewhere small that doesn't have energy, then I start getting depressed.
Okay, well, we're going to have to make you a big city braid.
A big city braid.
How does this feel? You're getting a little braid.
This is, feels so good. It's like coming back in a... I feel like that little girl again who got this crown braid and was just so happy. Like, it just, it's nice to have my hair out of my face, and I almost don't care what it looks like. Just this feeling of having it feel, it's so secure. Like, this is, royalty must just feel amazing. Just crowns forever.
It must feel really good to be the queen.
Yeah, it's like your head is framed. Only important things get framed, like nice photographs and expensive paintings. And now my head is being framed.
It's so true. It's so true.
I feel like a Gauguin.
You are a go-getter.
I'm a go-getter.
You're gonna go get it all.
Oh, I hope so.
Thanks so much to Angie for letting me into her house and hair, and to her partner Michael for letting us kick him out of the living room. Oh, and just for the record, I have since learned that hair is old protein spools. If you want to hear more about that, subscribe to Bradio on iTunes, find me on Twitter and Instagram at Bradio Show, and stay tuned for more hairy information. Music for this episode was produced by Al White. The Bradio theme song is by Dark for Dark. I'm Veronica Simmons. Till next time, take care of your hair.